Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Real Answers with Christopher Anderson. Wednesdays during the Noon Report, we tackle the tough topics facing today's families with licensed mental health counselor Christopher Anderson. And Chris, as we're gearing up for another school year, there's probably no better time to talk about how busy our lives can be and the impact that has on us.
That's absolutely right, Brandon. It is kind of hard to see the back to school ads already in the stores, but you know, I completely agree with you.
Let's start with American work habits. How do we compare?
We are one of the highest in terms of average numbers of hours worked in a week. And Brandon, there was a Gallup poll a few years back, and you know, I'm sure it hasn't changed much, but on average, Americans were working 47 hours per week. And that's, again, to get an average that high, you know there's going to be numbers a lot higher than that and lower than that. But we are likely surpassed by the Japanese in terms of the amounts of hours worked. But if you compare us with the Western European nations, such as Sweden and Germany, they work on average 35 hours per week. So, of course, this isn't taking into consideration the impact that COVID has had on working hours. But I would imagine when it's all said and done and we're able to look back on this pandemic, we'll probably see some good and bad impacts that it has had on our work habits. But for now, as Americans, we work way more per week than many other nations, and quite honestly, it's not a good thing.
So after we're done working, we rush home, and then what?
Well, then there are the countless activities and demands that our lives come with, especially if you have children. And if you own a home, being a homeowner, we all know, is almost a full-time job in and of itself. And of course, children are a blessing from God, and I'm not obviously saying that they're not. But we need to watch out for the time stealers that come with this extra busyness of just all the tasks that kind of tend to surround us. We just really got to be on the lookout for those.
I think a lot of people probably feel like they're in this position. So what can people do to simplify and slow their lives down?
For one thing, we need to understand what's important to God through knowing and understanding His Word to us. A relationship is big for God, and of course, we need to see this translate into our daily lives, and not only with Him, but other people. So people need to give serious and focused thought and consideration to this question: what is important in my life? What do my work and play habits suggest is most important to me, and does this line up with what needs to be priority in my life, especially in light of God's Word? So we also need to know that the way we use our time can be a form of avoidance. For example, in our marriages, the way that we use our time could be a way of avoiding difficult conversations with our spouse or other activities which, though might be difficult, we have a tremendous benefit on our marriages if we would prioritize them and really truly engage them. But the same can also be said through relationships with others in our lives, like our relationships in our churches and our communities. So an area that does directly involve children in the family is, are we those hyperactive sports parents? Okay, are we carting our kids off to every possible sport, every possible school function? And are we constantly on the road, being shuttling our kids to everything possible under the sun? This is really having a detrimental impact on the amount of time and quality time that families are spent relating with each other and just spending together. So really, parents, you need to ask yourself, do your children really need to be involved in everything they want to be? And the answer, quite honestly, is no, they don't. Now, of course, I'm not saying they should cut out too many things, of course. Having your children involved in sports and other activities obviously is very important for their maturing and their development of good social habits, but do we really want to keep up with the Joneses if the Jones family is a mess because of misplaced priorities? And I would say the answer most likely is no. We want to make sure that we're not just blindly trying to keep up with the Joneses. And Brandon, another big area of concern these days is with screen time, regardless of what that looks like. You've heard me say it before, social media is a huge time stealer, and it's often a very unhealthy way of using our time as well. So, Brandon, I found that I tend to carry my phone around with me all the time, even at home. So why do I do that? It's because we are conditioned to believe that we may miss out if we don't do that. In other words, I think back often to the days prior to smartphones and when I was in graduate school. And I have to remember that if I wasn't studying, I was normally outside walking or interacting with friends or engaged in other activities, which are ultimately much healthier and enriching and much less of a mindless activity such as social media.
Well, you've been listening to another edition of Real Answers with Christopher Anderson. It airs Wednesdays during the Noon Report. We tackle the tough topics facing today's families with Christian counselor Christopher Anderson.